Hey, baby. There's something I need to talk to you about. You remember when you told me that all of your past girlfriends dumped you and you just couldn't understand why? Well, you know me and you know how I'm always honest with you. Because I think communication is very important. Well, I'm just gonna be honest. I think I have a pretty good guess on why you struggle so much. You are just so needy. You can't spend a single day without me. I always know that whatever I say, you try your hardest to do it, and you always put me first, even before your own desires. And don't get me wrong, I think that's very sweet and cute, baby. Those are good traits. I really believe that, but they're good traits. I really believe that, but they just aren't boyfriend traits, sweetie. Oh, baby. Was that a tear coming out of your big puppy eyes? That's exactly what I mean. You start begging me to not dump you instead of standing up for yourself and at least save your pride, but you threw all your pride away just for me, just like a puppy. You humiliate yourself just so I can give you what you want. Exactly like a dog performs tricks for a treat. And I find that so cute. So I think I found the root of your problem. You're trying so hard to have a normal relationship and you yearn for connection, but that's not really meant for you. Oh, but don't worry, sweetie. That doesn't mean that we can't find the appropriate type of relationship for someone like you. You may not be boyfriend material, but you would make the perfect puppy. That's the problem, baby. You were trying to be something that you're not. So I'm not breaking up with you, my precious baby, but from now on, you will have to be my pet. You're not sure what that means? Don't worry, I'll explain how things are going to be, and I just know you will be so much happier this way. First, you will stop calling me things like babe and things like that. Those names are reserved for girlfriends, and I'm not yours, okay? You will start calling me mommy, mistress, or goodess. When we're home, you will start wearing this collar. Do you like it? I got it specifically for you. It even says puppy. Oh, your eyes are widened. I knew you would like it bad. Remember, you will wear this collar whenever you're home, and only this collar. My God, look at you, baby. What is that little bulge in your pants? Oh, your face looks so scared. But I know your little friend never lies. Is that a wet spot? Baby boy, you're leaking so much. This is the only type of relationship you should be in, and your body knows it. But your body is mine now, and it will do as I say. I get excited when I want. I want every single ounce of control over you. So no more erections without mommy's permission and supervision. Aside from the collar, I got you this little tiny cute metal cage for your tiny cute peepee. I don't have any need for any disobedient bad little slut. That's why I'm going to train you to love my pleasure before yours. And I'm guessing it will be very easy. But also know how much of a slut you are, and how much you like coming for mommy. But coming is the best treat for a puppy like you. So it only makes sense that you have to perform the hardest tricks in order to earn it. And I just love thinking about all the humiliation tricks I will have. I will have my puppy perform just for mommy's love and attention. Because after all, that's the whole world of a puppy. It's mommy and her desires. That brings me to my next point. No more sexy time with mommy. Oh, don't worry. I meant to say no more sexy time like we used to. Sexy time will now just be more appropriate for a puppy like you, my good boy. Maybe someday I will make you hump. I will make you hump my leg until you come. We'll bury it in mommy's busty bosom. Or maybe you will prefer coming in your tiny cage with a vibrator while eating mommy out. But one thing is for sure. Your little peepee will not enter mommy anymore. That includes the sweet perfect pussy you love so, so much, baby boy. No more delicious sloppy blowjobs either. From now on, you only get my feet. And if you have been really well behaved and done everything I've asked you, you will get your cock milk by mommy's hand with lots of lube. That's your sex life from now on. Which is funny because it doesn't include sex at all. Baby, you have to understand. That's not what puppies are made for. And I was never ever satisfied with sex with you. I did it for you. But sacrificing my own pleasure for your sake is not really something mistresses do. Is it, baby boy? That's for puppies. So from now on, you will only come when I say so. And don't worry, baby. Early on, you will get many releases. But there will be fewer and fewer every time. So you can be more obedient and more submissive. Maybe there will be a point in which you don't really come anymore from stimulation. Only accidental releases from wet dreams. Wouldn't that be delicious, my precious little pet? But for daddy would have to be the most perfect puppy ever. And I know you can achieve it for me. From now on, he won't sleep in the same bed as me. Well, maybe sometimes as a reward. But your new place is in a cute little dog bed that I bought just for you. Isn't it appropriate, baby? So our nightly routines will consist of you massaging my feet at the end of my bed while I talk to you about my day. And you tell me about yours. And afterward, you will thank me and fall asleep on your little puppy bed. You like this so much, don't you? I knew you would. I'm spoiling you so much. But what about my pleasure? I still want someone to fill my pussy deep and fuck me nice and hard. I know you will take care of my other needs, but you can take care of that one, can you, sweetie? That's just off limits for chastity puppies with little dicks. So we will go to clubs and you will watch me get flirted on by real men. Then you will help me get laid. Would you do that for me, sweetie? You would? See, baby, that's why we get to fuck my brains out. And you get to be my obedient puppy. You're just different, and there's nothing to be ashamed about. There's pride in being someone else's fuck toy and submit to someone more dominant. I actually enjoy submitting sexually to someone strong very much. It's just that someone is not you. Is it, my little obedient baby pup? Now, let's get you on your collar. in your chastity cage. Wow, you look adorable. Doesn't this feel more right? Doesn't this feel more like you? This is what you are. You're my puppy. You live for my pleasure. You could finally relax and be yourself. No more pressure about being more than what you are. Embrace it, puppy. Embrace being mine. That is what puppies are for, to serve their mummies. Thank you, baby. I knew you wouldn't say no. Get that word out of your system. Puppies never say no. Now, baby, you're leaking so much from your cage. Who's a good boy?
Is that you?
Yes, you are. Of course you are. Such a good boy. Now it's time for my foot massage. Be good and remember, obedient boys get rewards. I love you, puppy.